Monday. How'd you enjoy winter all weekend? Did you enjoy the snow or the ice? What was your favorite part? Staying inside, watching movies? Mm-hmm. I did go to the movies over the weekend. I'll tell you about that a bit later. Quite enjoyed it, in fact. Very unusual, but quite enjoyed it, that's for sure. All right, so James Comey did his greasy hit job on Donald Trump on Sunday with former Clinton administration official, high official, George Stephanopoulos. Just it shows you how perverse the news media is when George Stephanopoulos is considered a news reporter, which he is not, of course. George Stephanopoulos is a Democratic operative, but that's for a different day. For James Comey, a guy that would have you believe he is the world's tallest Boy Scout. He is tall, but he is not a Boy Scout. A guy who has put out this book, A Higher Loyalty. But as I've been saying for some time, it sounds like James Comey's only loyalty is to, well, James Comey. That seemed to have been enforced last night and reinforced a couple of different times. James Comey not doing what's right for the country or right for his colleagues at the FBI, but doing what's right for him. That's what he's doing, and he continues to do the same exact thing. Liz Peek has a great article on FoxNews.com today outlining these very points. She said he's a self-promoter and a fraud. Let me read this from Liz's column. James Comey is a fraud, far from being the last honorable man standing, as he surely pretends to be. The former FBI director has shown his true colors by writing a book that does not serve the best interests of the country or his colleagues at the Department of Justice, but only serves the best interests of James Comey. Comey's book, A Higher Loyalty, Truth, Lies, and Leadership, and his interview with Stephanopoulos is a vicious hit job, says Liz, on President Donald Trump, who fired him in the sit-down. He presents his every interaction with the president in the most unflattering light possible, leading carefully, dispassionately, inexorably to his conclusion that Trump is morally unfit to be president. I think you'll find a lot of confirmation bias. I think you'll find a lot of confirmation bias in this interview, but I want to share with you this one clip of James Comey calling the president unfit. Go.
Is Donald Trump unfit to be president?
Yes. He strikes me as a person of above average intelligence who's tracking conversations and knows what's going on. I don't think he's medically unfit to be president. I think he's morally unfit to be president.
Morally unfit. Morally not legally or physically or mentally unfit. Morally unfit. Now, where would you draw that line in presidential politics, considering all of the things that have done by presidents of this country over time? Something to consider. Where really would you draw that line? Now, Donald Trump on Sunday did become a bit unhinged on Twitter, if you will, but unhinged or just, you know, tacking it down. I guess it depends on what your perspective is and where you're coming from. But he did spend Sunday morning nailing the FBI, the former FBI director. Said he's not smart, worst FBI chief in history, a self-serving liar, and a slime ball. Trump kicked off his Twitter parade by referencing reports that Comey discloses in his book that Hillary Clinton's lead in the 2016 election polling influenced his handling, and it did. He admitted in the interview with Stephanopoulos that he believed Hillary Clinton was going to be elected president, paraphrasing a wee bit there, but believed she was going to be elected president. Therefore, he had to release this information because if he did not, and it came out after the fact, that her presidency would be undermined, that it would damage her ability to lead. So instead of having that happen, the country turned around and tried to damage Trump's presidency. Make him illegitimate. The way that Comey concerned that himself that Hillary Clinton would be illegitimate if she had won the election without this information being out there. At least that's what he says. James Comey, at this point, who do you trust? Seriously, how do you trust this guy at all? This is a guy who leaked information from his own personal journals that we don't know, obviously, when they were written. We don't know when. We know that he released excerpts to the New York Times by way of a friend, a professor at a D.C. university. So he got that done. He leaked to the New York Times. He did that intentionally. He leaked government documents. And so James Comey has no credibility. This is nothing more than a self-serving book tour that he did with Stephanopoulos. That's really, call it for what it is. It's a book tour. James Comey's trying to sell as many books as possible. He won't sell as many as Michael Wolff. I guess your lies have to be just a bit bigger, Mr. Comey, for them to sell like Mr. Wolff's book. You have to be completely outrageous in the lies that you tell. Yours are fairly outrageous, but not to that level, apparently. So, as you look around and you try to figure out what's true and what's not, you realize that this is confirmation bias. The left, again, grabbing onto this. The left that hates James Comey, by the way, believe that he cost Hillary Clinton the election, now loves the guy, claiming that he is, you know, he's beyond reproach. He is. Because this is the guy that could very well be staring at serious legal trouble based on his behavior. This is a guy who could seriously be facing legal trouble because of his behavior, who's trying to put himself out there as, you know, sanctimonious is something I don't care for. Sanctimonious is what James Comey came across as in this interview. Self-righteous, sanctimonious, above the fray, please. You are in the fray. Here's one of the most enlightening things that you will hear from all of this. I'm going to go back to this because this is an enlightening portion of his conversation, which is when he first met the president. When he attended that reception for law enforcement officials in the White House, and you remember seeing James Comey, he's 6'8", you can't miss him. He comes across the room, and he comes across the room to greet the president. He says he was nervous about embracing Trump, but can't help the optics when his boss leans in and whispers in his ear. And what was that dreaded first conversation? What was that first message that Trump said in his ear? Comey said, the president actually had the nerve to say, I look forward to working with you. Wow. Is that unhinged or what? And then the whole notion that Trump would ask for loyalty when he's putting together his administration. Of course, he's looking for people that will be loyal to him. It's been a very contentious election. An election that, since the 9th of November 2016, the left has tried to delegitimize. Of course he would lean in and ask. That's what I would do. I would ask for loyalty. Are you on my team? Because if you're not, we can do something different here. You've been around for a while. You don't need to stay. If you don't like me, you don't think it's going to work, hey, hit the bricks. 14 after on the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here.